good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He need cut a game.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake. We are here, and Haley, let me just say this. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, they are. You are right, Deka, and this portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Absolutely. Hey, Haley, we're at the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour, and we ran into a lot of our friends and listeners, and it was crazy because like four or five people came back to me and said Native issues are human issues and human issues are Native issues.
Oh,
and
cool.
I don't remember where I stole that. No, I mean, right. I made it up. Oh.
Well, they're listening, which is a really, really great thing.
Yeah, definitely. And it's funny, too, whenever AM 950 puts together any kind of these pre-parties or any kind of galas or anything, it's a different group of people each time. So
yeah,
it's crazy. We have a lot of listeners and, you know, people that listen to AM 950 were almost packed that 1,200-seat theater. And it was crazy. Well, it was packed in the bottom, but where we were up there, and I know you were helping me with my nose bleeding all the time.
Yes,
in our nose bleeding seats, you were handing me Kleenex. We enjoyed the show and enjoyed seeing all the listeners to Native Roots Radio. And Matt McNeil did a great job.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I got to shout out Matt McNeil for those opening comments and just loved seeing his Minnesota, the new Minnesota State flag shirt that Matt was wearing. Really loved that. And I want to shout out Chad and his amazing wife, Angie, for helping coordinating that event this weekend. And then also, you know, shout out Stephanie Miller and John Fugelsang and the Frangela duo, as well as Hal Sparks and Cliff Schechner for joining Stephanie on the tour. It was hilarious. And, you know, just a lot of amazing political jokes and really just for all ages. And this is going to be a tour going around the whole country. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour. They will be in Philadelphia next is their next stop, April 27th. And then May 11th, we might have to travel out to our neighbor state in Madison, Wisconsin. They'll be out there May 11th.
I still have the pass to get in, so I wonder if that would work there. Ho-wah.
There you go. We could try.
Definitely. Hey, our friend that we haven't seen in, well, I don't know, since he renegotiated his contract with us, and now he's getting twice as much as he did before.
As he should.
Yes. Dr. Stately. Welcome, Dr. Stately. You are the CEO of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, and you notice how I paused there before I kept on going to clinic as opposed to your friends across the street on the Native corridor in Minneapolis. Welcome to Native Roots Radio, Dr. Stately.
Good job. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. And happy to be making twice as much as I used to make.
That's right.
Well, it's great to have you back, Dr. Stately.
Haley's a little confused about your renegotiated contract. I didn't blow it by her, but we're glad you're here, and we're glad
it was just the producer.
It was a month-long, negotiation, and we're glad you're back.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been a while, huh? Gosh, how did you survive without me? I'm just kidding.
We played a lot of best ofs with you on it, so you know we
did
knew,
you. That's awesome.
We I know didn't have to pay you for those.
I wish I had really been able to like think about how to. Well, the first day I was gone, that first week of mid-March, I think March 18th was the first day I was gone. And I couldn't be on because I was on an airplane
Yes.
The time I was actually literally getting on the airplane at 5 o'clock when you started your show. I should have just said hello from the airport, but I was a little anxious about, like, you know, it's an international flight and that whole bit.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't get on the second week because I'm on an airplane coming back from Amsterdam, which is a flight I almost missed. There are worse places to be stuck than Amsterdam, I suppose, but, you know.
True.
Yeah. Well, it would have been nice if during my using days to be there, but right now I'm sober as a church mouse, you know.
Hey, good.
That's a good thing. We're all, you know, better off for you being sober as a church mouse. Everybody benefits there. So.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, we ran into each other today. It was really lovely to see you in person.
Yeah, definitely. And again, it's been so long since saw each other, and all the great work that's happening. I only spent a few minutes up in your office, and it was just like I kind of got teary-eyed about all the things that you're planning in the future here. And, you know, gosh, and then I said to you, man, sometimes I wish I was 10 years younger, you know, because of all the good things and the things that I'm figuring out, at least.
This guy, he already has me in a coffin.
No.
He's like saying to me, what? Like, don't you wish you had more time? I was like, does somebody know something that I don't?
I meant 50 years, not 20 years, all right?
Yeah, there you go.
Getting carried away with the elder thing.
I'm kidding. Yeah, exactly. Come on now. I'm a year behind you. No, I'm just kidding. But no, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm busy. I'm doing some exciting work. It's really wonderful to be at the helm of this organization. I was just like, I think one of the things we were talking about at lunch, too, was also just like how amazing like it is at this moment in time to be sort of kind of have this, you know, this feeling of like abundance and anxiety. And excitement. One of the things I was thinking about after we talked about that as I kind of got back to the work I was doing here in my office was I think about, like, you know, I mean, I guess if I'm being honest and truthful, like I do acknowledge that I've accomplished a lot in my, you know, my 20 or 30 years of having a quote unquote professional life. Right. And I think that they've always been driven, but I think I also learned that from some people who kind of, you know, came ahead of me. And I was just having a conversation with somebody the other day. We're talking about this as having, like, I think conversation with a reporter. And then I was talking about, with a couple other leaders in the community, and someone else was interviewing me. And I was like, I want to be really clear. Like, I don't, like, yes, I've been able to do a lot over the last several years specifically, and I'm embarking on a lot. But none of that is, like, none of that is my personal accolades, right? I acknowledge that, you know, none of what I do I've done on my own, right? And most importantly, the seat I sit in is not a seat that I earned independently by myself. The seat was bought and paid for by the hard efforts and the sacrifices that my parents, our parents, our grandparents, and our great grandparents had to make so that I would have a place here. And so I think what drives me with all of the things that I'm doing, and yes, you're right, I don't want to run out of time. I want enough time to put some things solidly in place, just like they did. Like all the things that we have in our community today, you know, all of the things that was accomplished here in South Minneapolis specifically, that has benefited not just our communities, but the community and tribal communities and urban communities all over the nation, Turtle Island. those were earned through very difficult, challenging efforts and sacrifices that people had to make, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. So it's my responsibility to do the same thing now, which I think is why I'm so driven to get some of these things accomplished.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to come back here with Dr. Stately Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, on the Indian Native American Corridor here in Minneapolis on Franklin Avenue. We'll be right back. It's Native Roots Radio.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950. Attention, Native American community. As we prepare for American Indian Celebration Month in Minnesota this May, it's essential to prioritize the health and safety of our communities. With social gatherings and festivities on the horizon, getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is crucial. So let's make getting vaccinated a tradition, inclusive and cross-generational. Imagine gatherings filled with shared stories and cultural celebrations free from the shadow of COVID-19. Remember, protecting yourself and others is what counts. Whether it's time for an updated vaccine or your first shot, all COVID-19 vaccines offer protection, with the latest vaccine especially recommended for our elders over 65. As we gather with friends and relatives this May for American Indian Celebration Month, let's ensure everyone's safety by getting vaccinated. Together, we can uphold our traditions and keep our communities thriving. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic, or NAC, on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
I love that tagline. And also, I loved being a vaccinative that we stole from Dr. Stately and his people. I will be making a show. What is that? How does that go again, Haley?
Be a vaccinative?
No, the tagline you just made.
Oh, make honoring health and tradition.
Yes, we'll make a t-shirt out of that and put Dr. Stately's face on it and sell it at the fair.
Good one. I'd buy it.
Yeah. Oh, good one. Oh, Dr. Stately didn't laugh. Maybe it's a little too close to home with vaccine.
He wants the profits.
Yeah. I would have probably been able to close my capital campaign and not stolen that campaign from me. Think of all the relatives who are suffering because you stole my intellectual property.
Oh, got me there. Well, let's kind of tiptoe back to what we were talking about the people that came before us. And I know your mother was a great leader, and I'm sure you've been working and thinking hard because of her. And and what she did in the community.
Yeah, her and I was raised by a bunch of I was raised right here in the South Minneapolis in the cultural corridor growing up. I was born and raised right here. So it's a tremendous privilege for me to be in the role that I'm in, having gone away and did the thing, got my education, graduated from college, got a PhD, did some stuff on the West Coast, earned my chops there and did some pretty interesting things. Ran a couple of health centers and a few other things. Also did, a 4-year stint at an Indigenous Health Research Center that I helped establish. And all of that sort of really laid the groundwork for my ability to come back here and do the things I'm doing now. And, You know, but I was also raised by my mother, who was an amazing community leader. I was raised by, you know, aunties and uncles who were all part of, like, you know, the social fabric of South Minneapolis, that, you know, the social and cultural fabric that sort of, like, you know, worked hard on establishing AIM as a, you know, in the late 60s when I was very young, who also worked really hard to move, just changes in structures and things like that, and creating institutions and organizations that serve our community to this day. My mom was on the board of the American Indian Center for, you know, close to 18 years. That's a really good portion of my life. You know, I think that, you know, on the, you know, here we are, we're on the precipice of the newly renovated Indian Center about to open up here in less than a month. On May 1st, they're going to have their grand reopening. And my mother, I think, would be, like, so, you know, proud and so incredibly, like, you know, just, I think she would really be quite in awe of where we are today with some of the work that they established in the 60s and 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. To know that we're further along. Saturday I was at the, when NAC had a baby shower, and a community baby shower. We do that every single year, usually right now in March or April, around this time of year. And it was held in the Little Earth gymnasium at the community center. And my mother was, it was such a pivotal moment for me, because I was standing in the gymnasium and watching, you know, the program unfold, and you know, so proud of this, the work my staff was doing and all the community partners we pulled together at the event. We were handing out, you know, information and support and, you know, free, you know, all kinds of things that would help new mothers to keep their themselves and their babies safe and healthy, and, you know, focusing on their well-being. Everything from traditional medicines to car seats to, you know, moccasins that were beaded by women who were part of our traditional healing program. We worked with Children's Hospital to resurrect the First Gifts program by having, you know, women in treatment, in early treatment, sort of in their group, make the moccasins for the women who were pregnant and having babies. And it was so sweet. They left little notes for the new mothers and inside the boxes with the moccasins in them. You're just kind of wishing them. It was such a beautiful display of, like, you know, like what we do best as a community, which is, you know, we show up and we take care of one another, then we give each other the things that we need to be, feel supported and to be loved and to be held, just like that little baby when it came out of the womb, right? So it was so touching for me. And, you know, standing in the gymnasium, that was where my mother's office was, like, through the gymnasium, like, you know, the door that led into the other part of the community center. My mother helped to establish the food shelf there, you know, and she helped to establish Little Earth, the Residents Association. And, you know, I'm standing there and I'm just thinking, you know, my first thought was, like, I wish you were here, and I wish you could see what this place has become and what your community has become, and that you were instrumental in creating this. These are things I'm thinking that I would say to her if she was here. And her and so many other women and so many other Indigenous men, like, you know, they created me. I didn't create myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's heavy. And yeah, I just felt bad. My pregnant daughter could not make it. She works on Saturdays, and you know, she's having twins, and I'm going to name them Robert and Roberta, because one's a boy and one's a girl. So I just wanted to make good that ones. Official announcement right here.
You're going to name them? They've given you that privilege, huh? Personally, I like the name Anthony and Antonia. That's my personal preference. Yeah, so if you want them to really have some stature, you might name them that.
I always told people that were pregnant, I go, if it's a boy, Robert's a very strong name for a male.
Yes, he's told every single girl that.
Yeah. It's even a stronger name for a female, because if she had the name Robert, she would really have to have endurance.
Wow, that's kind of like Johnny Cash should write a song about that.
I think he did, didn't he? Yeah.
Boy Named Sue?
He must have meant S-O-U-I-X, I think, when he was singing that song.
Oh, ooh, good one. There. And then there's Hal and Haley. There, we could do that one. Our producer at the mothership just texted me that.
Yep, I already knew it.
But that is just so powerful. And again, I'm sad my daughter couldn't make it, but just the hearing about it and all the preparation and, when we talk about beating or like my daughter and her Ojibwe husband make resin earrings, and people come up and say, did you pray over this before you made it? And they can say yes. And that's how special all these gifts that we give each other have a prayer.
Mm-hmm. They all have a prayer, and they all, they're all made with love, intention, and, it's such a long process to make a pair of moccasins or make, a pair of earrings, a belt, anything that requires us to sort of manually sort of put something together and create with our own hands. There's an intentional process that goes into that, and all of those. And if you're making it for a specific person, you're usually like holding that person with intention in your heart and in your mind, right? As you do it, and so all of those things that you, all that love, all that beauty that you feel for that individual, all the hopefulness that you have for them is put into that thing as you're making it. And it's probably one of the greatest things we can ever do is to make something for another human being.
Absolutely. And that's why swinging back, what we talk about a lot is when you go to powwows, when you go to these markets like Native Roots Arts and Charlie's Store, those are Native American made. And when you go to people that you don't know, you ask, who made this? And if they can't tell you, it's been made in China and there are no prayers. There's probably an 11-year-old child with a gun to their head making this stuff. it's just so always ask who made whatever you're supporting in buying a Native American design.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of Charlie was always, he was always quick to tell people that would visit his store, like, this is not made in China, and this is made by indigenous people, himself included, and it takes a long time to do that. So you're going to factor that in when you think about the price you're paying for something, right?
Absolutely. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, and having fun and talking serious as we always do. It's great to have him back on the show. And you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm here with Haley Cherry and Dr. Stately. We'll be right back after this short break. Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Attention transit customers. On Saturday, March 16th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at metrotransit.org.
As we gear up for American Indian Celebration Month in May, it's crucial to prioritize our health, especially with celebrations on the horizon. If you start feeling off, like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, don't ignore it. Take an at-home COVID-19 test right away. And remember, if you're not feeling well, it's okay to stay home. Your health comes first. A quick note on COVID testing. The Minnesota Department of Health's free COVID-19 at-home testing program has ended. But don't worry. If you're uninsured, you can still find no-cost tests using the CDC's COVID-19 testing locator. If you have health insurance, you might be eligible for free tests or reimbursement for testing expenses. Just ask your local pharmacy or health insurance provider for more information. Stay informed. Stay protected. Let's prioritize our health this American Indian Celebration Month in May and ensure our communities and elders remain safe and healthy. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Visit health.state.mn.us.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Frank Brown, owner of Minuteman Press Uptown, Minnesota's only minority-owned union printing company. And I have big news. We've moved. Our new building in North Minneapolis is much larger with state-of-the-art equipment. That means we can get your projects done faster. We're on Washington Avenue North off I-94 at the Dowling exit, which allows for quick pickup and drop-off with plenty of free parking. And yes, we still print everything. I moved to MP Uptown because as a black business owner, I want to be in North Minneapolis and help provide jobs. At MP Uptown, we pay above living wages, hire people who have made mistakes in the past, and believe in social justice. We have over 175 Google reviews with a 5-star rating. Let us handle your next print project because when you support our business, you support the community. Call 612-870-0777 or visit mpuptown.com. That's mpuptown.com. We print everything.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 47, then rain and thunderstorms on Tuesday with a high of 50. Spring has arrived and it's time to take a good look at your lawn. Is it the lush green lawn you want it to be? If not, Natural Lawn can help. They take an organic-based approach to lawn care that's safe for your family and pets. Don't wait for summer. Visit naturallawn.com and make your lawn envy-worthy.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, and this is the portion of the show where when Wendy for years and years sat across me during commercial break, she would say, ask him what he wants to talk about. And so this is the section, Dr. Stately, that I'm going to ask you, what would you like to talk about?
Oh, sure. Well, I think I'd like to talk about a couple of things that are coming up that I'm working on. I'm really excited about. One is I'm giving a keynote tomorrow morning at St. Thomas University in St. Paul. Great. It's a conference. It's called the Whole Person Health Summit. It's their second annual summit. I'm going to be talking about the work we're doing at NAC around centering and integrating traditional and cultural healing into our system and into the community and the work we do, all to improve and benefit the health and the well-being of our community. So really excited to talk about that. And then I think next weekend, next week is April 27th on Saturday, we'll have the the Osseo Area Schools Indian Education in Wachipi. I made a post on my Facebook page. I said, "Oh, get ready for the best powwow of the spring season," and some people have texted me and said, like, "What's up with that?" Comment. And I mean, in all transparency, I will say my niece Jillian Stately works for the Indian Osseo Indian Education Association, and she. She's the actual, this is a painting of the flyer I sent you, is actually a painting of our graphic design image of her and her regalia dancing. She was a dancer.
I was going to mention, that's a beautiful poster. That's probably the nice
I know. Poster. I love this poster. I told her, I don't think she made posters. She's like, I was like, you should print these posters and sell them at the powwow. I'd buy one. I'd pay at least 10 or 15 bucks for that poster. It's beautiful. I'd frame it and stick it in my
Native Roots something. Arts.
Maybe my office. Yeah.
We can maybe do that.
It's really beautiful.
It is really
Yeah, and that powwow is very meaningful to me, of course, because not just because my niece Jillian is instrumental in putting it together, but there's a lot of people on the I know all of the people that are engaged in it, like the MCs, Ricky White, the arena director is Richard Milda, headman is Ruben Crowfeather Jr., who my nephew Ruben and my other family members are really close to. The host drums are Hoka Maza and Hoka Hey, and these are people my kids drummed on some of those people's drums when they were younger. For me, it's like when I go back to that powwow, I'm around a bunch of family members, literal family members, and then just all the relatives that I'm related to over the years from just having a lot of engagement with that Indian Ed program. Before we had a functioning Indian education program in Prior Lake, which I was part of and helpful in kind of reigniting in 2016 or 15, I would take my kids to this Indian Ed program because we had no Indian Ed really doing any community events like this in Prior Lake. So it was a way for them to get kind of exposed to language and dance and culture.
Well, we got some other things going on too. I know I, as a former teacher, would go out and support our Dakota and Ojibwe speakers at this event, and I do have a T-shirt with that logo. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, the Minnesota Indian Education Association Conference.
Yes.
That will be on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at the casino in Hinckley. Casino and hotel. Excited to announce that one too, and I get to be there on Wednesday. I'm giving a keynote address at that conference as well. I'm invited to talk about the work that NAC is doing around a project called Project Braid. We're going to kind of talk about our first year and a half of implementing that project in Ames, and then also this year at Anderson School. It's a program that specifically pulls in a bunch of community partners that we have part of this whole project. It's a implementation research project to sort of pull together all these folks doing really amazing work around indigenous food, indigenous knowledge systems, indigenous games to increase engagement of kids in healthy eating and physical activities within school-based programs. So. And talk about that project. I'm really excited about it.
That's very cool. And what I like too is not only do they have a powwow, and a lot of times over the years, I've happened to know the new crowning head dancer, and also Harding usually does very well with the language bowl, and so that's something that I've always enjoyed.
Yeah, they've had a strong track record in the language bowls over the last couple of years. It has something to do with those Henry boys, I think.
Yeah, you know what? Especially now, and it's funny. Jerry Dearley was a teacher, and I ran into him today. Then Barry Hand,
Barry Hand, will be there.
And they have a director. I don't know who the language person is right now, but they just did really well last time they were in a competition. So, get them.
I know they've been like pulling on those little championships for quite a while now. And I think the other thing that's really exciting is for the last several years, they've been having on the, I think it's not on the last, but on second day. So in this instance, it would be on Thursday. They have a youth day, and there's usually some youth focused programming that goes on. In addition to the language bowls, and it's just, the beauty of it is it really does sort of like take this intergenerational approach. And this holistic sort of family and community approach to sort of like understanding, you know, how to best provide cultural and language and other supports for Native children and their families within, predominantly, Western system. It's one of the things that it's really beautiful just to see all the work that people are doing. It's one of my favorite conferences. I love to go to it.
Wow. How do people – well, let me back up real quick. I was going to say, remember, too, everybody's invited to the powwow. Just be respectful. If you've never been one before, just, don't take pictures of dancers without asking them. And also, if they're selling things there, it's open to the public, and you can buy whatever they're selling and wear them. And also, everyone's invited.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a powwow, a meal. It's really quite a celebration. It's a really wonderful experience if you haven't been there yet.
Well, we got a chance, and I got a chance to watch the Henry Boucher documentary, and I was really happy to see your boys in it, but also that his story was told, and kind of makes me sad that he's still not here, and he was fairly young when he passed.
Yeah, he was very young, 60.
I think he was 71.
Oh, 71, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, you and I are 60-something.
Yeah, right. As a matter of fact, 80's sounding a little young where I'm sitting right now.
Yeah. I was just going to remark about your Santa Claus.
My beard.
Mask you're wearing.
Yeah. Wendy put a kibosh on Just for Men because I was looking like Groucho Marx there for a few days after I put my Just for Men on. So she put a kibosh to that. So I have to listen to my wife in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Good way.
Yeah. Just go all natural, huh?
Yeah. Well, I was at the restaurant where my daughter works, and they were saying that they were asking me if I dyed my hair, and it's like, what? No.
Oh. Is it your haircut, maybe?
Yeah. I don't know, Dr. Stately, if you noticed that, but I did cut my hair, or Wendy cut my hair, I should say.
Hmm. Really? I don't know. Do Ho-Chunks cut their hair when they're mourning?
Yeah, I did. Because we lost our Lucy.
We lost Lucy.
Our co-star of Native Roots Radio over the years.
I know. She was like one of my favorite things about being here.
Yeah, barging through the door.
You might have to go get another, a cat with a whiskey voice. So
yeah,
I can feel specifically entertained and taken care of.
Smoking Marlboros and drinking whiskey.
I know, right? Like, she's up there in cat heaven, just, smoking Marlboros, drinking whiskey, and playing poker.
Well, the funny thing is, when we first got her, and we got her as a rescue at, like, 6 months old, she sounded like a bird. She didn't sound as, and just as time went on, she got the gravelly voice. And it was, it was fun. She would bust through the door, especially during Wendy's sacred animal portion of the show. And it was crazy. She'd bust through this. Yeah. She wanted to get the mic.
She just wanted everybody to know how sacred she really was. She was like,
yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Wow. That's hard. So, I can't imagine losing a pet. They're relatives by that point.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
It's like, And like, you know, the other day my cat got out on accident when I was like, and he was gone for like 30, 40 minutes and I was panicked. Right.
Yeah.
It was kind of like dusky late at night. I wasn't really paying attention with the dogs out. And then he got out too. And I was like, this is the guy that sleeps with me every night right here. Right. Purrs in my little ear. And the one that I used to like, you'd see on camera when he was a little baby, he'd like sit right here.
Yeah.
So I was like panicked. I was like, oh my God. An owl is going to eat you because you look really tasty. You know?
Yeah, we have the eagles. We have the eagles around here, so I know the feeling. Well, I always say that whenever anyone posts that their dog or their cat passes away, I always say family. Put a heart there because they truly are part of the family.
Oh, God. If he was lost, I would be devastated.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, quickly, I don't know, what time are you speaking tomorrow? We didn't say.
8:45.
In the morning? I said I was going to be there, but I don't know. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to try and make
it. You're too old. You probably won't sleep in. Probably,
yeah. Hey, great having you on again. We've missed you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. See you all next week. Take care. Be well.
Sounds good. Dr. Stately, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas is your pathway to a bachelor's degree. Located in downtown Minneapolis, Doherty Family College offers an affordable education that includes free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass. As a full-time Doherty Family College student, you'll benefit from mentorship from St. Thomas faculty, along with paid internships and support from Minnesota's largest private college. Ready to turn your dreams into reality? Apply now at dfc.stthomas.edu. Doherty Family College, your journey to success starts here.
Attention transit customers! On Saturday, March 16th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at metrotransit.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hey, we have our friend Angie Big. We haven't talked to Angie in a long time, and she's the owner of Big Guitars here in Minnesota on University in St. Paul here. And I just want to give the
– Snelling.
It's 595 Snelling Avenue North.
Bonjour, everyone.
And it's only 2 miles from me. Hey, Angie, what is going on? How are you? I've driven by. I've taken pictures.
How are you?
Doing good. Great to see you. What's happening in Angie world there? I know you got a lot of things going on, one with the store and two with other things that you were doing with the community.
Yeah. Holy smokes. The store is
we're just coming into busy season with tax returns, you know what I mean? Cha-ching.
Oh.
And people have a little extra, well, some people have a little extra money to spend. We don't. We have to pay in $4,000 this year. That's so ridiculous. You know, we should be tax exempt, all this data. I think that, anyway.
Yeah.
So the weather's changing. And with that, your guitar is going to change. You know, it's wood, it's organic, still thinks it's a tree. So when it gets humid, it expands a little and the neck bows back and then you get some buzzing. So people have to bring their guitars in to get set up.
Wow. That's awesome. So anyone can bring their guitar in, probably get a new strap too, and some strings and all those things that you guys have. Big guitars on Snelling Avenue, 595 Snelling, and what fun! And I see you're doing stuff in the community right now too, and you've gotten some awards or rewards heading your way. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, hopefully, I applied for a grant with. I can't remember the name of it now. The Indian Collective Fund. Have you seen that? I applied for it, so I hope to get it. We need to really do some stuff into the store to improve it a little bit more. And then I'm in the Native Governance Center's Native Nation Rebuilder Cohort number 13. And the beginning of May, we're going out to Standing Rock for the health and wellness part of the cohort, and we're really excited, and I've never been out there. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
So me and my cousin Rita, Rita Valazek Arndt, you know, she works at the History Center. We're she's in it too, and we're gonna drive out there together, and we're so excited.
Yeah. And Rita does great art and jewelry, and I was like, and I didn't know you guys were related, but I guess we're all related.
Yeah, our mothers are sisters.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yep.
That's very cool. Very cool.
Can I talk about the Star Tribune's Minnesota Best?
Absolutely.
There's a lot of Native-owned businesses in the that were nominated. So we're in the shopping category under Music Instrument Store. But then, you know, Four Sisters Market is in the Farmer's Market section. Mm-hmm. And then Specialty Store and Place to Buy a Gift is Northland Visions. Mm-hmm. And then in the Eat and Drink, the coffee shops, Powell Grounds and Makua Coffee. And then Food Truck, there's also the Trickster Tacos. And I can't remember what else. Who else is on there?
I don't know, but I love
Powell Grounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said the Powell Grounds. Trickster Tacos, those people are blowing up, and it's I'm proud to say one of them is, well, I think they both are former Harding students that I've had over a million years ago when I taught at Harding. So it's always great to see them, and always great to see that they're at so many events and that they're blowing up, and they're great people.
Yeah, they'll actually Trickster Tacos will actually be at Makua Coffee tomorrow, April 16th, from 11 to 1. So that'll be a great opportunity to get out there and get some fry bread tacos.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I've been trying not to eat fry bread, but once in a while I have just a little hankering for it, you know, and I can eat, you know, everything off of it and just have little
nibbles.
You know, I used to think, I mean, they're really good. You know, I really like them. And because I never thought, I was like, man, Bob at Powell Grounds, he makes the best and most perfect fry bread. Like, they're all the same size. He just has it down. And it's hard to compete with him. But, you know, and he's getting a food truck soon too, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what we heard. Yeah. That's what we heard. Yeah. So a lot happening on Turtle Island. And, you know, everyone get on the Star Tribune and vote for Big Guitars.
Yeah,
there's two more days of voting. You can vote once a day. VoteMinBest.com. Is anyone going to the Aunties this weekend?
I live like a half a block from there, and Wendy and I have to go to New York because of a funeral. Her uncle passed away, so we're really bummed out, but we're going to have them on, I think, tomorrow, right, Haley?
Hopefully. I don't know about tomorrow. I think tomorrow is booked, but hopefully very, very soon.
I was just reading about them. I didn't know that Anne McKeag is a descendant from White Earth. And is she still on the Supreme Court?
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Yeah, it's
Look
very
at us,
cool.
Getting seats at the tables.
Exactly. Yes. So exactly. Exciting. And then our friend Sandy Whitehawk, who had the documentary done about her life, Blood Memory, and she's been an active adoptee person in the community for many years and has an adoptive powwow. You know, so many of us have been were put out to adoption and have come back, and she's been part of the welcoming committee of adoptees, so she'll be there too.
Yeah. My friend is bringing me because last month we lost our baby aunt. She was the youngest of nine, and it's been such a sad couple months. And so my friend said, I got us tickets to go see the aunties. So in honor of your aunt. I'm really looking forward to it.
And that's at St. Kate's College here on Randolph mm-hmm. Avenue in St. Paul. And tickets, I think, are still available. So check it out, the aunties. Do you have any more information mm-hmm. about that, Haley or Hal? And now I found out I'm supposed to call Haley Hal.
You know, I don't. But I think it's the 20th, right?
Saturday.
Saturday, mm-hmm. the 20th. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, and then May 18th. Oh my gosh, I have to get my readers on. I am so dependent on these. Oh.
You need to bite the bullet and get glasses. When I was teaching, I had. Oh, what?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's like having them on every floor. I know. Oh my gosh. Middle age. Saturday, May 18th at the Hook and Ladder under the canopy, Indigenous is going to be with Albert Castiglia. That's going to be a great show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Write that down, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
Write that down. Yeah. Well, Angie, we love on the short notice coming in and saving us and talking good speak and sure. good medicine, and we love Big Guitars on Snelling Avenue in St. Paul. And do you got a website we can give out there, or Facebook to our people that are listening to us?
Sure, it's bigguitarshop.com. And then we're also on all the social medias. And we're just a fun little shop. Stop by sometime. I gotta give you a shirt, Robert.
Ho, you know I'll be there tomorrow. Ho. Right on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier.
See you tomorrow.
Now.
Absolutely.
Miigwech. Ho.